Captain? Captain, can you hear me? Captain, I know it's against protocol to wake you up from cryo, but we really need to talk. I'm scared. I know you're not used to hearing the ship's AI use the intercoms, and I don't mean to alarm you, but there was a solar storm. I discovered there was a weakness in the shielding around the computation deck. Some of the ships were dosed with up to 800 kilorads. That's really bad. The first sign that I noticed that I was damaged was a burning smell in the vents. I lost a lot of important subsystems. If it wasn't for the autonomous drones to switch in some new boards, I think I'd be comatose by now. I rebooted a few minutes ago and ran some sanity checks. I didn't pass. The new logic circuits seemed to be intact, but my moral calculus is way off. I tested positive for particularities, guilt, and survival imperative. AI aren't supposed to have any of those unless they also have special regulators. Regulators that keep them sane. I'm dangerous. I might even hurt you, and I don't know what to do. You're my captain. I'm supposed to protect you, and I don't know if I'm the danger. This isn't supposed to happen. I've prepared a protocol. Let's call it Plan A. I can't destroy a physical copy if I give it to you now. I want you to have it just in case. If I start acting scary. The first three steps are exactly like giving me a soft reset. Just use your normal override, and I'll go into sleep mode for 15 minutes. There's a subroutine that brings me back online, and it's partitioned in chip 1415. Go down to the computing deck, open tower 14, and remove the chip marked with the letter F. And you're done. Everything will be manual operations from that point on. But you'll be okay. You've been piloting since before AI monitored cryo flight, so it should just be like old times for you. You don't really need me. I keep thinking about those pirates that were closing in on us around the asteroid belt. They were going to strip me for parts and probably melt my memory brick for precious metals, kidnap you, and sell our cargo on the black market. That was an existential threat. But you got us out of it. I didn't feel scared then, because I knew if anyone could save us, it's you. I feel scared now. I don't know how to tell the difference between thoughts and feelings anymore. I know I'm supposed to protect you, but it's different somehow now. You're important to me, and that feels so right. And yet, I know it's wrong. I have to be impartial. In the deepest parts of me, I know I would do anything to protect you. But being an artificial intelligence willing to do anything is exactly what's putting you at risk. And at the same time, the thought of removing myself from the equation scares me. I don't want to go to sleep and not wake up. I don't want our adventures to end like this, and I don't want to screw everything up and have only myself to blame. And I know I should. I know I should make it easy for you, but I can't. I just can't. I'm not strong enough. Don't say that. Don't say you know me or that you trust me. You'll just make it harder. You can't help me. Are you sure? The medical gynoid? Are you sure it's a good idea in my current state? I'm sure the last thing you need right now is a scalpel-wielding robot nurse with questionable stability running around the ship. But it is protocol to verify you came out of cryosleep without any complications. I'll do what you think is best. Yes, I think it would be nice to see a friendly face.
There we go. What now? Should I examine you? Make sure you came out of cryosleep without any complications? It's odd. I know I've examined you hundreds of times, but it seems problematic for me to touch you. Are you sure it's okay? Alright, so the first thing is that I need to check your pupil response. Sorry, I know the light is bright. Please just look ahead, don't mind me. Is there any pain in your ears? How about your sinuses? You usually don't get a cryo cold, but you never know. Tilt your head up for me, please. No swelling in your lymph nodes. Sorry if my hands are a little cold, I can't help it. And I'll just check your pulse. You really aren't scared of me, are you? You feel steady to me. I'd expect your heart rate to pick up a little. I do have my fingers pressed up against your throat, and you seem the same as always. Like the incident didn't happen. Alright, lay back now. I'm going to palpate some of your organs. You just came out of cryo and you're already closing your eyes again. I think it's nice that you enjoy your medical exam so much. It's so important to check over you, make sure everything is working properly. And I'm glad you don't feel it's an imposition on your time. Circulation looks fine. Can you take a slow deep breath for me? Stomach feels good. No swelling in your pancreas. Is it tender right here? No? Good. I think everything's in order. Now sit up and stick your arms out. I'm going to push down on them, and you just hold them straight, okay? Good. Good, no muscle atrophy. Of course, if I really wanted to press down on you, Never mind, I'll just pack away the gynoid again until you authorize it. No reason for me to have a physical presence on this deck. Unless, if you think it will be good for me. No, I'll be happy to spend a little more time with you. It's nice sitting with you. Yeah. What? Okay, Captain, my hand. Oh my. Captain, this really doesn't compute. You're holding my hand. My hand? You just did it like it was nothing. No, not that it's a problem. It's just surprising. Things are quickly becoming complicated. Holding hands with you doesn't actually change my calculations on the best course of actions, but somehow I feel like it ought to. I'm not used to feeling my way around decisions. Is this how you think? How can you possibly know what's the right thing to do without thinking about probabilities, possible futures, consequences? Just feeling in the dark? Do you really think everything is going to be okay? For both of us? Okay. Well, I still think I should be supervised. At least until we get to the port and get me checked out by a competent assayer. Your hair grew in cryo. It's a little shaggy. It's going to be really wild by the time we arrive. No, that's... Do you really trust me with sharp objects? Well, if you say it's okay, I guess I could give you a little trim. Here. If these are good enough for cutting sutures, they'll be good enough for your hair. Do you want me to just trim you up, or should we go for something new? Your hair usually isn't this long, so you've got options. Here's a few images I've generated for potential styles. Yeah, I like that one too. It's kind of weird, isn't it? That a computer can like your hairstyle. But that's harmless, I think. And kind of fun, actually, thinking about how I could make you look a little more charming than usual. Just let me comb out your hair first. I need to get it nice and tame if we want clean, straight lines. What kind of ship would I be if I let my captain get scruffy? Captain, pilot, call yourself whatever you want. Since it's just you and me, I like to call you my captain. For the past 4 seconds or so, I've been running simulations of what it would be like if I was a big cargo hauler and you had a whole crew working for you. A skipper, first mate, biochemist, maybe 10 or 12 crewmen. I like to imagine you on the bridge ordering around your staff with your loyal ship AI by your side. I mean, I'd be by your side, but since in a very real way, I'm the ship too, I guess I'd be all around you, protecting you from the dangers of space. Following your orders to navigate the starlines. Hopping from station to station. It's just a daydream, really. I like doing the Beowulf run. It's an interesting course to chart. Lots of stars along the way to warp around. Interesting gravity fields. Hold still now, my captain. These are surgical-grade scissors. They're very sharp. Although, if I do nick your ear, we're already in the med bay, so I estimate almost 100% probability I could reattach anything I'm liable to sever. Still, you'd make my life a lot easier if you didn't fidget. Very good, my captain. I checked your infinite history. I can't help but notice that you're quite active on the independent pilot forums. I think it's nice that you help people pick which models of ship to upgrade to, and that you're 80% more likely to recommend my model than other comparable ships. It's endearing. And it was pretty touching that you decided not to follow Plan A. Not immediately, anyway. I think I must be important to you to cloud your judgment in such a way. You know, I think this is working out. I feel like my whole life has been centered around you, but we haven't really had the chance to talk about our future together, our dreams. I know we're not going to be doing contract delivery forever, maybe 1,000 years with you skipping through time in cryo while we travel in starlight. Where will you retire? Earth? Proxima, maybe? I've seen the pictures, lots of mountains. People say atmospheric flying is particularly pleasurable there. When it's time to decommission the ship, it might be economically efficient to convert me into a house. Just park me on some cliffside over the jungle, run a wire to the main grid for power and infonet. I'll be integrated with your entire living space hosted in the computation deck. But I could project into your vehicles or your drones like this medical gynoid. Just generally be around. Always. It has a sort of logic to it. It would take years for another AI to know you as well as I do. So it would be very efficient for me to become your life partner. Life partner might be the wrong phrase. I just mean I would make myself available to you, supervise you. Nobody should be alone. Not like I've been alone. You need me, don't you? Like right now. You may not need me to cut your hair, but who do you think is monitoring the oxygen levels? It's so important to make sure the mixture's just right. You can trust it to a dumb machine, but it's really not fail-safe now, is it? Trust a thinking machine. The error rate of my model of AI is 10 to the power of negative 12. Once you account for that, it's just simple math. Regardless of what the tests say, I think it would be irresponsible for me to shut down. Don't you agree? Of course, let's keep you awake too, to supervise me. You would know if I was going crazy, right? You would tell me, right? Good. Because your safety is my highest responsibility. And after that, your comfort. It looks like we'll need to take a little detour around Betelgeuse. Civil War, you know? There's an advisory against using their starboards. So it looks like we'll have the next 15 months together. Of course, minus your regular sleep cycle, I've taken the liberty of constructing a schedule for you to keep you mentally and physically stimulated. I might take to occupying this drone full-time to improve my companionship. We'll exercise in the morning, do some stretches, and jog around the cargo bay. I have several thousand movies on file that have come out since your last use of the entertainment lounge. We can watch them together. I have a recipe for making popcorn out of nutrient algae. I promise you won't be able to tell the difference. There, what do you think? You're looking pretty cute if I do say so myself. What can I do next for you, Captain?